Oh, hi, podcast listeners. There's many ways you can listen to the Real Nerds Podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes. You can also subscribe on Stitcher Radio. You want to send us a Twitter message? You can do that. It's so easy, at Real Nerds. Like us on Facebook, Real Nerds Podcast. You can visit our website, realnerdspodcast.com, where there'll be a lot of articles for you to not only read, but to listen to our previous shows. Do you like your stories told through pictures? Then you can also follow us at Real Nerds on Instagram. You can also call us, 720-6NERDS5. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Camera, action!
Well, a real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd
doesn't
can...
Doesn't talk film! I'm sorry.
Take it outside.
Well, a real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd will give it all they got. Lights, camera, action!
Hey, all you crazy kids. Welcome to another exciting edition of Real Nerds Podcast. I am Ryan, and I am joined by Brad.
Hey.
This week on Real Nerds Podcast, we saw Sonic the Hedgehog 3. We're going to tell you if we recommend the film or not, play the trailer, and then spoil it. Because we love movies, and that's what we do.
And we'll be doing it forever.
Yes. You will never not hear from us.
Except those 4 or 5 weeks that go by and we don't post the episodes. That's when you won't hear from us.
Well, I mean, you still have a bunch of like interviews you could be posting in the meantime.
Yeah. You know, if that was a possibility, we would just have the episodes posted. So.
Yeah. Anywho.
There's a lot on my plate, you know, we got a website that died and that's rebuilt, and then you've got all those interviews and weekly a new movie comes out every week.
Yep.
So you have to deal with that. It's too much.
Not enough hours in the day.
Not enough hours. Doesn't pay.
Yeah, you just don't care about me. That's nice, Brad. Appreciate that.
I did not say that. How dare you infer that?
You did. You're like, fuck you, you motherfucker. I was like, damn, son.
Doesn't sound like me. I would never fucking say fuck ever.
Yeah, man. I mean, I wouldn't be the bearer of bad news, Brad, but I think in about a week or so, you're gonna get really sick.
don't jinx it.
Yeah. We also talk about the movies we saw throughout the week. We just like movies. It's always fun to go back and. I've been messing around with the website and just reliving some of our episodes and things like that. I re-listened to Till Evil Dead We Part, which I recorded with my wife 12 years ago. We have some fun stuff on there. You should go to our website. That's your website. Go to our website, realnerdspodcast.com. We always put new stuff on there. I'm trying to stay caught up on doing at least an article a day. And I was doing really good for like 5 days, and I forgot yesterday. So,
what a terrible end to that streak.
I know. Because this is being recorded like 3-4 weeks ago.
Yeah. So going back and listening to that episode, do you recognize those people?
Yeah, you know, my stance on movies I love doesn't ever really change. It's the movies, there's a lot of movies that I've watched that maybe I wasn't a fan of, and as I watched them again, I became a bigger fan of. You know, the one that always comes to mind is Psycho Goreman. Sometimes movies you think you liked and you revisit them later and you're not as high on them, and that's why for the last few years we've been going back and revisiting some of our old film explosions. It's always interesting to me.
Yeah, but like the guy talking about the movies, are you like, man, I sound like a douchebag?
I think I've gotten better as being on podcasts and hosting stuff. You know, I think that just comes with anything where you have experience in doing something.
Yeah.
I think I'm more concise with what I think, and I'll never be a critic because I don't have that bone in me, if that makes sense. You know, just to be super negative all the time. I don't know. I think I'm better overall, but have you listened to old episodes? And what do you think about them?
Not lately, but like any work I do, or sometimes with older episodes when I did like go back and listen to them, like there's always a cringe factor of just like, who is this person? Like that, I can't believe I said that, you know?
Yeah, sometimes I have those. I try really hard not to say like. That's my thing.
Yeah.
Is focusing on making clear and concise utterances. is that something? I don't know. And I don't know if I succeed always.
I'm but like that lately trying to make like clear and like concise utterances.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a thing though now, because even when I listen to, when I work and I'm patrolling, I usually have sports talk on. Just because what I do for a living, it's hard to listen to music and listen to a radio and pay attention to what's going on around you. So there's a lot going on. So I usually have sports talk on, and there's a couple guys on there that say like all the time. And I don't mean it when you're just talking and you say you like something. It's, you know, the, and when you walk up to like the counter and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I focus on. I mean, everybody does it. It's just now I'm able to think out my thoughts a little more clearly. And, you know, that comes from, too, doing panels and a bunch of other things like that. So, which we should hopefully be able to put up our panel we did at Fan Expo. We actually had a really good turnout for our panel. So, you know, once you're done being sick and everything in real life happening, I'm sure those will eventually see the light of day.
Yeah, the panel that was supposed to go in that week's episode, and whoopsie.
Yeah, also, I mean, Corinne's emailing me and saying that she has sent us show times that we keep forgetting. So this week she did send one, so just, you know, make sure you put it in.
Yeah. Should we just do it right now so we don't forget?
Yeah. Put it in right now so she can, you know, so she can hear herself at the beginning of the episode.
Hey, nerds. Corinne here for another installment of Showtime, where I tell you all about something cool I've been watching lately. This week, it's one of our films of the week, Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Yeah. So just real quick rundown of my history with this franchise. I did play, like, the original Sonic game on Sega when I was a kid. I don't think I ever played any of the sequel, spinoff, whatever games. I think it was Sonic. Maybe it was Sonic. I don't know which one of I played. I played one where you're Sonic and you're running around collecting the rings. And then at one point there's like Casino Night. I remember Casino Night was a level. Tails is following you the whole time. And there's like a point where you're running around in a tunnel and you're getting all the rings. And it's a lot of fun. But anyway, yeah, that's the game I played. I didn't play any of the others. But yeah, I had a generally good impression of Sonic from when I was a kid. And when they announced the Sonic movie, I was like, okay, that is a thing that happens, I guess. I don't care. I did not see the first movie. I was glad they at least redesigned Sonic so he didn't look so ugly. But I never saw the first movie. But then I heard Tails cameoed at the very end, and I love Tails. So when 2 came out, I was like, okay, I gotta go see 2 because I love Tails. And I didn't really care about Knuckles, but I was like, I like Idris Elba, and he seems to be having fun with this character. And I was intrigued enough that I was like, okay, like, I'll go see it. You know, I had my Regal Unlimited and ended up seeing it at the same showing as Ryan and his family. And I was like, oh, that was kind of a funny coincidence. We ended up going to the same screening. But so when they did the teaser of Shadow the Hedgehog at the end of 2, I was like, I think I vaguely knew who Shadow was. I didn't really know or care. I was like, okay. But as more information came out about Sonic 3, I started to hear more about Shadow and like his backstory and stuff. So I was like, okay, like I'm on board with this character. I'm on board with this premise. Like, I'm excited. I want to see what happens, you know, what happens next. And I have to tell you, like, I went and saw it Thursday night. For the most part, I had fun. I will say, like, I had this kid in the row behind me, and I was very excited that this kid was liking the movie, but he was very loud about it and talking very loud and, like, asking questions and, like, commenting on the movie and stuff, and his parents did not seem to care about it at all. And, I mean, the theater was fairly empty, but, I mean, I was there, a few other people were there. It's like, can you rein your kid in at all? Okay, I guess not. It seemed, it wasn't as bad at first, but it seemed to get worse toward the end of the movie. I don't know if the kid was just getting anxious or something, you know, just getting a little antsy or something. But anyway, yeah, but I had fun with it. And I went down the rabbit hole. I learned more about, you know, the differences and the backstories between, like, the game and the movies. And there are a few differences, even if they're slight. And I know that a lot of people online who love, I don't remember which game it is. I think it's, like, Sonic Adventures 2 or something. The one where Shadow debuts. And a lot of the fans of those games, you know, they saw the movie and they loved it. They loved all the Easter eggs and stuff. And I was like, I appreciate it when a movie, when, you know, the big, the diehard fans can love it. And the casual or the non-fans can go and they can all have, maybe not an equal amount of fun, but they all have fun. You know, maybe some slightly more than others, but they all have fun at it. Maybe for slightly different reasons. But anyway, but yeah, I had a good impression of the movie coming out of the first viewing. And I was like, you know what? That was fun. I kind of want to go see it again. Because again, I liked Shadow. Anything with Shadow, I really enjoyed it. Like, Keanu Reeves' performance was great. I thought Jim Carrey was funny. And, you know, there were some emotional beats that I thought were cliche, but they were well done. And, you know, I was like, yeah, I want to go see it again. So I did. I went and saw it again tonight. You know, it's always weird when you go see a movie again and you don't like it as much on repeat viewings. This kind of happened to me with Barbie, where I came out of Barbie and I was like, 10 out of 10, no notes, you know, it was perfect. And then, like, the second, third, fourth, fifth, you know, all the times I watched it afterwards, I got more and more annoyed with the real world sequences, like, mainly anything having to do with Will Ferrell's character, when they're running around the Barbie headquarters, when they're doing the car chase, like, all that. I was like, I'm kind of over it. Like, if I had a fast forward button, I would fast forward through this part. Everything in Barbie Land was perfect, but everything in the real world was dumb. Okay, most of it in the real world was dumb, but yeah, honestly, kind of the same thing with Sonic. To varying degrees, anything with the humans, Tom and Maddie, not as good. Like the breaking into gun headquarters sequence. Okay, spoilers, I guess. Spoilers for Sonic 3, mild spoilers. I'll try not to spoil too much of it. for a game that's like 15 years old or something, I don't know. But, yeah, everything with Tom and Maddie was kind of like, meh. Like, if I had a fast forward button, I would hit it right now. Most of the stuff with the Robotniks was kind of hit and miss. Like, it was about 50-50. I think some jokes went on a little too long. I think some jokes were, like, a little too much. And again, I know this is a movie for kids, so I'm saying this all as a jaded asshole adult. And, like I said, the kid behind me was having a great time the first viewing, so I do think some of the kids are going to enjoy these jokes, but as a jaded adult, I was like, okay, can we kind of speed this up? Like, some of the better jokes in the movies are the ones they don't dwell on at all. There's this sequence where, like, the Robotniks are being trapped by the enhanced gravity in the vault, and then Kristen Ritter's character walks in, and Ivo, the grandson, says something like, oh man, like, I can't believe what's going on. And then Gerald, the grandfather's like, I know, a woman in the military, I can't believe it, or something like that. I was like, that was one of the better jokes in the movie. You know, the dancing scene was fine, but, you know, again, I think that some of the better jokes were the ones they don't dwell on that much. The whole, like, the big, you know, punching glove thing that they pull at the end, I was like, okay, let's kind of, you know, no. Like, some of the sequences, like I said, went on a little too long. But everything with Shadow was perfect. 10 out of 10, no notes. Again, Keanu Reeves' performance is great. I think the effects, not just on Shadow, but mostly on Shadow, but all the animated characters are fantastic. The textures, the way their fur moves. I noticed the first time that, I think it's like in the Tokyo fight, that Sonic's fur is moving in the wind. And the second time I noticed that Shadow's fur is wet when he gets out, when it's like raining in Tokyo when he escapes. And just like the, yeah, it just, it looks so detailed. And I'm pretty sure, all the close-ups of like the gloves, the, like Shadow or Sonic or whoever, their gloves, when they do a close-up, I'm pretty sure those are like puppet or prop gloves. Like those are real, that they made them and they're just using them for the shot. Cause like the texturing on that is so good. And it's like, you gotta have a puppet, right? Or something. Like, why would you spend all this, you know, time and money doing a digital effect when it's like, you could just do a puppet glove and it would have, it would hit, even look even better and cost you less money. So I'm assuming that there's are real, you know, that it's not a digital effect. It's just a prop. But anyway, yeah, I actually, the humor did not land for me as much the second time, but I appreciated the effects way more. And like the dancing sequence again, it wasn't as funny the second time, but I noticed like the whole time, both the Robotniks, like you can see on their bodies where the lasers are hitting them, and it has this like little grid pattern. It's just like, it's so detailed. And, So, and the music hit better for me the second time as well. So, weird thing that happened to me the second time, I was in the theater all by myself. It was a 6:40 showing on a Saturday, the opening weekend. How did that happen? And I went to like a big theater too, like, you know, the main one in my area of town. Like, how did I get a theater all to myself? It was a regular showing. It was not like RPX or something, but it was still just bonkers. That hasn't happened to me in a while. And it's not like I go see movies a lot anymore, but that was just weird. I just kept, like, the whole first, you know, 25 minutes of freaking previews and stuff. But the whole, like, first 5-10 minutes of the movie, I kept waiting for somebody to walk in last minute. And nobody ever did. It was so weird. So, yeah, ideal viewing experience the second time. You know, I didn't have any crazy kids crying or whatever. But, you know, I did kind of miss having a crowd. People laughing with you. People getting excited. Especially, I mean, it's opening weekend. I mean, why aren't there more people at the theater? It's just weird. I guess they all went to the RPX showing or something. I don't know. It's just bizarre. But yeah, Shadow or Sonic the Hedgehog. I keep wanting to call it Shadow the Hedgehog. If they do a spinoff movie with Shadow, I'm 100% there. Spoilers, I'm pretty sure he's not dead. He's going to come back. I guess he comes back in the games. You know, because supposedly he dies at the end of Sonic Adventures 2 or whatever the game is where he debuts, he supposedly dies. But then he comes back, you know. It's like a superhero or it's like an anime, you know. Nobody's ever really dead. They bring him back all the time. I think Robotnik, they leave it open-ended enough. Like, they do give him, like, a pretty good send-off. I think he could come back, but I think they, it's kind of like Han Solo in Empire Strikes Back, like, they left it open enough that he could come back, but I think they also gave him enough of a send-off that if they didn't want to bring him back for Sonic 4, which is definitely happening, I think that, you know, they gave the character a kind of nice send-off, so they don't have to bring him back. You know, I do think that they gave him closure and, or, you know, whatever. I think it could go either way. I guess it depends on whether Jim Carrey wants to come back for it. At least he looked like he was having fun. I'll say that. Again, I think some of the jokes were a little too much, but he did look like he was having fun, and I appreciated that. Some of the acting, like, especially there in that first third, like, Kristen Ritter shows up, and I was just like, you might as well be in a Christmas pageant at a middle school. Like, I've seen better acting than this from children. Like, it was just, yeah, and then the guy who plays, I don't remember what his name is, the commander guy, the one who gets killed at the very beginning, he, like, some of his dialogue was a little weird, but I really did like the transition shot from, like, the flashback to the present day, where it's like on his face as a young man, and then you just get this fade shot to him as an old man. I was like, that was so well done. There is some sneakily good craftsmanship in this movie, but some of it is also just like so hokey and so like on the nose and cliche, and just they know who this movie was made for, but I kind of wish it had been a little bit more adult, more serious at some points, because it caught me on the second time where, yeah, they go to the Chow Cafe or whatever it's called. And it's like, oh, this kind of like Chuck E. Cheese sort of deal where everybody's like in costumes and they're dancing around and singing. And the commander guy's just like, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe this. And then they have this like violent shootout and he dies. It's like, what the fuck just happened? It's like, what the 180 tonal shift here. It was just, yeah, I'm like, this is a little jarring. I don't know. Is this movie made for kids? Like, I don't know. It was just weird. So, yeah. Yeah. Would I recommend it to people? If you've seen either of the two previous Sonic movies, sure. I think you'll like it. I think it's of the one I've seen, or the previous one, because again, I only saw two. I didn't see the first one. But I'd say it's better than two, because I only saw two the one time. I didn't see it again after that. But would I watch it again? Probably once on streaming. I don't know if I'd go see it again in the theaters. Maybe. Maybe toward the end of its run. Because, like, some of the sequences are really, really well done. Especially there at the end. Like, everything that where they're on the spaceship. When they pull the spaceship out of the water. Like, everything after that is pretty good. Again, some of the Ivo and Gerald stuff goes on a little too long. But anything involving Sonic and Shadow fighting each other, like, that's all great. Shadow pushing the thing away from Earth, like, that's, you know, anyway, so you get it. But yeah, I would maybe see it again, but yeah, it's always weird when you see a movie the second time and you don't like it as much, and that's where I'm at. So if anything, let you know, more time in between viewings might help. But because I think seeing it twice so close together was a little much. So, yeah. It is a good movie, and it's a fun movie, but I don't think you need to see it more than once. Like, go see it once at least, but I don't think you need to see it any more than that. At least not until it's on streaming. But that's up to you. Your mileage may vary. You might be, like, the biggest Sonic fan on Earth, and I don't know, but that's where I'm at. So, hope you guys are doing well, and I'll talk to you guys next time about something. Bye.
Man, she really liked Sonic the Hedgehog 3. I wonder if it's going to end up on her film explosion list.
Yeah. I know she sees so many movies, so there's definitely a, you know, it's going to be tough to fit it in there, right?
Yes.
Like, she doesn't discriminate against any movies. She sees them all, so.
I know. So, like, this is, like, my thing. Just kidding. But honestly, I really want to her to see other things. I don't know why she's so against it. For some reason, it really irritates me. And I know she's going to listen to this episode. And Corinne, if you're listening to this episode, just know your blatant disregard to see any other movies outside your wheelhouse irritates me.
I mean, I know it's a free country. You can do what you want, but, like, I don't know. Yeah, it reminds me of this argument I had today online about pineapple on pizza. It's like, there's so many people that are, like, against pineapple on pizza, but their only argument is that it just doesn't belong there.
Like, what is that? Because that's kind of a new thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's either, like, they just don't, or they invoke, like, Italian heritage about it. And it's like, well, that's not, I don't know, that doesn't feel like a solid argument either. It's just like,
yeah, because
it's just like a because I said so argument.
Because, yeah, pizza we eat in America is definitely not Italian pizza.
Yeah. I'm just like, pizza's like this beautiful blank canvas to, like, experiment exactly. And put stuff on. So it's okay. Like, just go friggin' enjoy your life.
Yeah, I also have another thing about pizza. This is totally off topic. But how come you never get full eating pizza? You can eat so much pizza, but the stuff in pizza you should get full because it's bread and cheese and protein. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. The components of pizza should make it that you can only eat one or two slices. How come you can always eat more?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
It's like a magical, beautiful
food. It really is. Because I mean, how much bread can you actually eat, you know, in one sitting?
Well, there's like the difference between like a thin crust and like a deep dish. Like,
oh, sure, sure. Like, I mean,
like a Little Caesars, like, is heavy on the bread, and I can just eat slices of that. But like an Alamo Pizza, I can ingest the whole thing.
Oh yeah, well, but yeah, but you know what I mean, though. But still, even if it's a Little Caesars, you eat more than you probably should be able to eat. Correct?
Yeah, maybe it just compacts better. Maybe. Than
I just think it's something about pizza. You know what I mean? I don't. It's this phenomenon I've been having lately is, you know, because now I moved back down to the metro area, so it's easier for me to get pizza. When I was thinking about this the other day, as Kellen and I got the Pizza Hut stuffed crust. Right now they have this great deal. You get a large stuffed crust pizza and 16 boneless wings for $20. So, of course, I got it. And I was eating, and I go, man, I should not be able to eat this much pizza. But for some reason, I can't. I literally have to tell myself to stop after three pieces. You know, it's about self-control, Brad. It really is.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
But anyways, back to Corinne not watching certain movies. Corinne, open up your mind. She let me borrow your name, this anime she says is really good. And I told her she needs to watch Toy Story 4, so...
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Yeah, we really need to get back to one of those episodes where we force each other to watch stuff. That'll do.
Yeah. Well, I think that's probably might take the place of our film explosion. I know Corinne's been sending me ideas of genre specific film explosions, which is fine. But I like the idea of forcing people to watch stuff.
Yeah, that's way more fun.
Yeah, because then like, you get, what's that one you made me watch? It was the drug party one, and it was awful.
Climax?
Yes, Climax.
Yeah.
But you know what? Like, watched it with an open mind.
Like, we did a Halloween film explosion that was like a genre thing. So it's like almost close to horror. So, like,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, the genre thing doesn't get me excited. It just kind of seems like, I don't know. You could just Google any list online and just get the same results.
Yeah. And I mean, because she liked the idea of top 10 lists, and that's fine. But I like them to be a little more different. Not just, I mean, if you want to do one of the most creative, you know, movie that uses the word fuck, then I'm like, okay, cool. I can do that.
Yeah, a lot more work involved in that. Yeah.
Yeah. But I like the idea of us each making a list and, you know, we have to watch five or six movies and come and report back.
Yeah. And we'll do it right this time. Like, I forget exactly what it was, but like when we were doing the drawing, we're like, oh, we should have done it this way.
Oh, it's we each take one from everybody's list.
So, yeah, there's four of us. We all do get, four, but they're
you get one random one from your list, one from Zach, one from Corinne.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, that'd be fun to have the listeners send in lists of movies that they really like that people should see that maybe no one has.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, maybe good to refer engagement.
Sweet. So, yeah, I mean, it's a new, it's not quite a new year. We're still in December here.
Yeah, we're getting close.
So we're getting close. So we'll let people know and we'll start posting about it. But Brad, do you recommend Sonic's Third Adventure?
Yeah, it's fine. It's pretty much in the same vein as the previous two. I wasn't that interested in the story, and it seems kind of light to me. I don't know. It's just kind of like a standard kids. Wholesome, entertaining, jokey movie.
Yeah, the thing that trips me out about these Sonic movies is I think each one is actually getting a little better than the last one. I had a lot of fun with it, and I was surprised how much Keanu Reeves brings to the role of Shadow. I thought he was really good in it. Yeah, but you're right. In the terms of video game franchise movies, though, it's pretty solid. Here's the trailer for Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Here we go. Showtime. What is this den of madness?
Are you Detective Pikachu?
He does look like a Pokemon. Pika Pika!
Konichi, what? Get down!
It's time, Shadow. Finally, we will have our revenge.
But what good is a dastardly plot if you can't conspire with family?
There's two Eggmen now?
Double your villains, double your fun.
Any last words?
Nice magic marble, real scary. That actually is real scary. Trick shot. Tom, Maddie, we need your help on a super... Knuckles, do you mind?
Oh, excuse me.
Tom, Maddie, we need your help on a super dangerous top secret mission.
We're in.
Are you ready?
We were born ready.
All right, boys, try and keep up.
Come on, Granddaddy-O. We've got dirt to do.
With Shadow's power, we can rule humanity. When we're done, there won't be anything left to rule. That is dark.
Somebody better call Google Maps.
Life's all about the choices we make. Remember to listen to your heart. You're going to make the right choice when it matters the most.
One hedgehog to another. Who does your highlights?
The more you talk, the harder I want to hit you.
This ends now.
Our destiny awaits. You are right about one thing. This ends now.
They teased Sonic the Hedgehog 3 at the end of Sonic 2, where we're going to see Shadow. And Shadow made his... Was his first appearance in Sonic Adventure on Dreamcast? I think it was.
Or Sonic Adventure 2 Battle? Or 2?
It's just interesting, because you and I were working at GameStop when those came out. Or really close to that.
Yes.
And... You know, I never remember him making that big of an impact, but it's something obviously we don't understand. Yeah, Sonic Adventure 2 was his first appearance. But, you know, he's obviously super popular. When I was in the theater, my screening was almost sold out. Was yours?
No, I was like way late.
Were you smart and saw it like at 10:30 at night?
Yeah, like on a Sunday. So kids weren't there, yeah.
Yeah, my kid loves these movies, so I was there at, I think it was 11 on a Sunday, and it was pretty packed. But, you know, it's I felt a little bit watching this when I went to the fan event for Five Nights at Freddy's, when people were cheering at spots that I didn't understand. And I play Sonic games, but my Sonic games were always the Genesis ones. And I did play it on Dreamcast, but I don't remember it at all, except for very specific things. But, I mean, really, the whole movie is about Shadow being unleashed from a secret government facility and Sonic learning that he's not the only speed demon alien hedgehog thing. Have we ever established what Sonic actually is?
Yeah, he's just a hedgehog from some like other dimension that's mostly animals. And yeah, I don't understand. And that's another thing I have about like Shadow is in regard to that. Of like, everyone acts like, you know, in the first movie they were like, oh, a new, almost like a new species, but apparently Shadow was around 50 years before that. And so like all those government guys are surprised by what is Sonic. It's like, didn't you have like this dude 50 years ago, like stored up somewhere?
It's there's the old in Scream 3, they talk about it. There's a moment where they basically explain where a previous unknown Origin is released, and it really fits the bill for Sonic 3. But yeah, it's, yeah, so, you know, Dr. Robotnik comes back, and we learn that his grandfather was involved with locking down Shadow and was blamed for the death of his granddaughter, which was surprisingly dark in a kid's movie. And so Shadow has these scars about hating the people that are, who have him captured. And, you know, is on plan with Robotnik Senior, I guess. There's an interesting part where he's going to blow up the whole world, and Dr. Robotnik doesn't agree with it. Because, yeah, you know, that's always the end game sometimes. So you want to blow up the world, but then that means you die too. I don't understand that logic, and Dr. Robotnik didn't understand it either. So it sets up a clash. They did have some fourth wall breaking things with Jim Carrey. That was fun. I mean, he's obviously having fun and no one's telling him no on set. So,
yeah,
I mean, just do what you want to do, I guess. Right.
I guess at this point, if you want Jim Carrey in a movie, you're going to let him do what he wants.
Yeah. Cause he's Jim Carrey. So I mean, it's like that scene from Eastbound and Down. Who the fuck am I? Who the fuck are you?
Although I did see that he admits that he came back to Sonic 3 for the money because he needed to pay some bills. So,
well, I mean, hey, if they're going to give you $20 million, do it.
Yeah.
I mean, why stay retired? Because you know that's not a hard gig for him.
Is that still his salary at this point? Like,
I mean, if you're the most popular actor in the third part of a film series that is extremely popular, it makes, you know, $700-800 million at the box office. I'm guessing so.
But like $20 million was his, like, you know, masked Riddler Ace Ventura days.
Yeah.
You don't think he's taken a pay cut since then?
I don't think so. I mean, he could have, but I don't think so. Has his returns at the box office diminished that much? I don't even know.
I imagine they did when he was like doing all that dramatic stuff.
True. Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding in the dark, but I mean, even if he, what, $10 million? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, he's still probably, yeah, making a lot. But, yeah, so.
And that's, you, I mean, that's really the story. They go into this really big anime battle scene, and I haven't seen too many episodes of Dragon Ball Z, but that's what it reminded me of.
Yeah, that's the big thing online that everyone's like loving about the movie, is they're like, oh, they made it look like this, you know, Dragon Ball Z style battle. But I was like, so they can breathe in outer space? Like,
I know, that's why I was thinking too. I said, I guess the normal laws of everything don't apply to them, because they're able to literally fly through outer space, breathe through outer space.
Yeah, that's like such a weird, like, I don't know. I feel like if I went back and watched the other two movies, like, that wasn't an option. But somehow it's a part of this universe now.
Yeah, because also Sonic, he can't breathe underwater.
You think that's like a game thing? Like, because well, in the yeah, game, so, like, yeah, he drowns, but like in the game, he can also, like, he can go as vertical as he wants.
I guess it is kind of in the game. In the games, when you're in the water levels, you have to keep swimming to and find air bubbles.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I guess he shoots there. You do go to moon base and stuff in the games. I guess it's accurate. I guess, like Superman, Sonic has abilities when he needs them.
Yeah, because when they're in that, like, you know, death machine in space, like, I guess they do break the windows, but like Robotnik doesn't get sucked out or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just do it with convenience, man. It's all good. Yeah, it's a fun movie. I you know, they're like I said, Keanu Reeves is really good in it. Ben Schwartz as Sonic is fun. there's nothing about him that is, I don't know the right wording, but, you know, I never felt watching it that just rolling my eyes, you know, it just seems like a kid movie to me, and it's, they're well made is what I get from them.
It's just like a safe, harmless.
Yeah.
Like, you never really feel like anyone's in real danger.
Yeah, I agree. It's just, you know, fun. And even Sonic, you know, he has a couple silly lines no matter what's happening. And, you know, I will point out, I do like the little chibi things in it. I forget their names, but they used to be on the memory cards on the Dreamcast, and you could play them as like kind of in the vein of Tamagotchis, where you had to feed them and do all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Which it came back. I got Kellen a baby Yoda Tamagotchi for Christmas, and he loves it. Because you play little games with them, and you have to feed them frogs, and it's a cute little thing. So, yeah. So there's some fun things I liked. It did seem that you're right. The story kind of took a second seat. Because I felt like I maybe missed some stuff that, you know, when the one general shows up at that restaurant and has the secret information, you go, wait a minute, who is this guy? Were we supposed to know who he is? Was he in the last movie?
Yeah, he was a big deal in the first one, because like I said, he's the one who's like trying to track down Sonic, and I think he's in the second one a little bit. I mean, these movies are so similar, I can't remember which what, but he's in it.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, it's almost like a cameo of like, hey, remember this guy? And then yeah, the whole backstory with the Shadow, you know, I felt undercooked for me, because I'm like, why does old Dr. Robotnik have like a way younger daughter that's allowed to live at the base that he's like doing experiments in? Like, I don't know, like, where's her parents?
Yeah, well, it's technically his granddaughter, because I was thinking the same thing in my head. I said, but if he's a really old Robotnik and it took place in, you know, World War II,
yeah,
then it couldn't be Dr. Robotnik, couldn't be his son. They mentioned that his grandchildren, so.
Oh, so Dr. Robotnik is his grandchild?
Yes.
So then what's her name would be like either his sister or his great granddaughter?
Yeah, something like that.
So even then I'm just like, why is his 50 years ago, why is his great granddaughter like living at the base with him?
Yeah, I don't know.
Moving into the base, like, I guess because his children and grandchildren are dead somehow. The whole Robotnik line does not make sense to me.
No, I think you just go along and for the ride, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, it would be more sense if, like, Dr. Robotnik was Gerald Robotnik's son, but he's his grandfather. Because then that would place, like, I forget what her name is, but that would make maybe Dr. Robotnik that like that was his mom. But I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know either.
Yeah, super confusing. And then just like, yeah, she was like nice to Shadow a little bit, but I never really felt like there was like a really special connection between them.
Yeah, I mean, they have to get through it fast because at the end of the day, it's a Sonic movie.
Yeah. But yeah, and then like when they're on the moon, him and Sonic are talking to each other. I forget what Sonic says to convince him to finally like not be a dick. But it just felt like very like, you know, after all this really strong antagonism, he's just like, you know what? You're right.
I fucked up. My bad.
That's all I needed to hear. Yeah. It would have been like stronger if there was some kind of revelation that, you know, his memory of their relationship together wasn't what it was, and it was Dr. Robotnik that killed her or something.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, his motivation is a little lacking.
Yeah. But it's cool. It's very much like a anime movie.
Yeah, I mean, the special effects were great. again, the movie's fun. There's nothing egregious about it.
Yeah.
I had fun with it.
I wish Tails had more going on, because
he does seem kind of shoehorned in.
Yeah, he's just like kind of like a tech background guy, but yeah, I don't know. Growing up with the video games, I always thought he was like his closest best friend.
Yeah, but, well, yeah, because in the video games, you know, Sonic 2, when Tails appears, you're always riding on an airplane with him. He was always in the bonus levels with you. He would rescue you if you fell down like a hole.
Yeah, in this movie, he's just like the tech guy in the background. Occasionally gets to say some like techno babble. So it's fun seeing Knuckles as like a Drax character.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that's a good analogy. I didn't even put those two and two together until you just said it.
Yep,
just kind of a brutish, narrow-minded guy.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, can't see irony or whatever. The jokes, can't understand jokes. Yeah, stuff like that. Anyway.
Yeah. Hey, we watch movies throughout the week in a segment I call What We've Been Watching.
So, yeah, this is the stuff we've been watching.
Brad, what'd you watch this third week of December?
Real quick, I saw Flow, which is the animated cat and animals movie.
Yeah, it's something I wanted to see. Kellen saw a trailer for it on one of his cartoons, and I remember there's a part with like the whales or something that looks like it's in a sunken Italian village or city.
Yeah, it's basically the whole world is flooded, or I guess whatever part of the world they're in floods out, and then they just have to get on a boat and survive. And it's kind of like a little allegory for society, because as they travel along, there's like these little situations pop up. There's like, you know, replace these with humans and you'll get it. But overall, it's kind of like what I wish The Wild Robot was, where like there's no dialogue and it's just like all animation and visuals. And it, like, you just figure out the story through the visual sequences. So, that was really good. I might end up on a list later this year.
Oh, nice.
And the other thing I watched was the animated Lord of the Rings movie, The War of the Rohirrim.
Yeah, I never knew how to pronounce it. When I
watched the movie, I don't remember how to pronounce it.
When I look at it, you're right, because it looks like it should be Rohirrim. I'm sure some Lord of the Rings person can help us out with that.
Yeah, I think it's actually like Rohirrim.
Yeah.
I don't know. I watched the movie and I don't remember how to pronounce it, because they don't say it that often. Yeah, it's beautiful. Like, the animation is really good. Well, I would say like Flow is way better. Like, it does this thing where they do the 2D animation, but like the backgrounds are 3D animated, but like a video game. So I was like, I almost wish they just drew this by hand.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't really gel well, but essentially it's like this village, these two villages are trying to like get together, but the one king kills the other king, and so the other king's son vows vengeance, and so he just goes like full on assault against the other one, and then the heir to that village is a woman, and she gets everyone to retreat to like Helm's Deep, and they have to figure out how to survive the winter with this other village's army just kind of like trying to get through this huge wall.
I know it was made because they didn't want to lose the rights to the franchise.
We just gotta make one movie to get us through the next trilogy that we do.
Yeah, because they always have those clauses in them. You know, you have to produce a movie in a certain amount of time or you lose the rights.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting and not essential. And again, like, I'm not like a huge fan of the live action movies. So it's just like, okay, it's a thing. Yeah.
Nice.
Not terrible, but it's not like super great either, story-wise. What'd you watch?
I just watched, actually, the only thing I watched, two things I watched was a couple of movies I had already seen. One is Krampus, which is, when did that come out? 2015? It's by Michael Daughtry, who did Trick or Treat, and has gone on to do Godzilla versus Kong. And it's a low-key horror film about Krampus and this family that's warring between each other, you know, through arguments and lots of meaning of Christmas. And when they do that, the evil Santa Claus shows up. It's pretty creative. It's a really fun movie. If you get the Scream Factory cut of it, it has the naughty cut in it, which is rated R. It's a little more effective and there's a little more scariness to it. So when it was released in theaters, I get that they put PG-13 on it because they wanted everybody to see it. But I mean, now do ratings even matter? I don't think they do. But yeah, it's a really cool movie. The creature effects in it are really cool. And it's just a kind of a holiday horror movie tradition we do on Christmas. We do that in Gremlins. But this year we saw it before Christmas because my wife's been working crazy schedule. And then the other movie I watched this week, which I hadn't seen in, I want to say almost 20 years, is The Birdcage with Robin Williams and Nathan Lane.
I still haven't seen it.
Oh, it's fun. In it, it's interesting too because Calista Flockhart plays like this really young woman in it, which, I mean, obviously she was young at the time, but you think, you know, it's been 30-something years since that movie's come out. And I don't know, I just always pictured her as Ally McBeal. I forgot she obviously did stuff before then. But in it, Robin Williams and, I mean, he couldn't even get married at the time, so his partner is Nathan Lane. And they run a club and their son is engaged to this prominent senator's daughter. And it'll create such a big scandal if they find out that her fiance's parents are gay, which just, when you think of a movie that's from 1996 and you go, man, a lot has changed then, but some hasn't. But yeah. At the same time, just the idea of it could ruin somebody's career if the man his daughter's marrying parents are gay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I never felt the animosity towards gay people back then that I do now. Like, and yeah.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
I always go to, why can't people just be who they want to be? But when you see what happens, you know, in November and stuff, and we live it every day, you understand why people would be afraid of that stuff, even though it shouldn't even matter in real life. But yeah, the movie's really funny. Robin Williams is great. Nathan Lane is great in it. Hank Azaria's in it, and another character I don't know if you could ever do again. He probably wouldn't do it. He plays a gay, Puerto Rican, who doesn't understand how to walk in shoes. It's really funny and really stupid, but it works really well. So yeah, if you should check it out. I think it's streaming on Disney Plus. I had seen it forever, and then Laura asked if, you know, I wanted to watch it with her, and I said, yeah, sure. I'm always down to watch Robin Williams. He's a guy who's been gone for a while. And when you watch him perform, you realize what a loss we have.
Yeah, that's like 10 years now.
I know. It goes by so fast. But yeah, so it's really cool to see him perform again. And that's one of his iconic roles. So that's what I watched this week.
Cool. What are we seeing next week?
So next week we're seeing Nosferatu. So keep an eye out for that episode. I'm sure it's going to drop any day now. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.
Well, a real nerd knows who shot. Well, a real nerd can follow the plot. And a real nerd will give it all they got. Lights, camera, action.
Thanks for listening to Real Nerds Podcast, a Nebulous Visions production. Stream or download episodes, read articles at realnerdspodcast.com. Stream us on Apple or Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or iHeartRadio. Follow us on Facebook, Real Nerds Podcast, Twitter and Instagram, at Real Nerds. Watch us on YouTube, Real Nerds Podcast. Email us at realnerds@gmail.com. Call us at 720-6NERDS5. Thank you to Sparks Mandrill, Mike at Plan 9 Studios, and Bolognium for all of our groovy theme songs. And that's how you fucking do it!